a halt to pulling thousands of staffers off the job. But CBS's Margaret Brennan tells us the administration's action is already having an effect.
The real world impact, you need only look at the 500,000 metric tons of food aid and some drugs that are already sitting on ships and ports, unable to be delivered or unloaded because there are no workers to deliver it. 30 metric tons sitting in the Port of Houston alone. This seems the opposite of increasing efficiency.
President Trump has revoked former President Biden's security clearance and ended his daily intelligence briefings. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has more on that.
Briefings are typically provided to former presidents, often as just a courtesy. You know, sometimes those former presidents want to keep up with some things that are going on in the world and some of those initiatives that they put in place. Briefings are usually offered to them on a regular basis.
A small commuter plane that crashed in western Alaska on its way to Nome has been located on sea ice, and all 10 people on board are dead. The plane was making a regular commuting trip. It appears U.S. Steel will not be sold to a Japanese company after all, but Nippon Steel will invest in the symbolically important U.S. business.
I didn't want it purchased, but investment I love.
The president, in a joint news conference with Japan's prime minister, says he'll play a direct role in negotiating a deal with Japan's Nippon Steel.
We're going to meet with Nissan next week, the head of Nissan, very great company, and they'll work out the details. I'll help. I'll be there to mediate and arbitrate.
Trump repeatedly referring to the Japanese car company Nissan, but apparently meaning Nippon Steel. Former President Joe Biden had blocked Japan's acquisition of U.S. Steel on national security grounds. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The flu is spreading more rapidly than usual, helping to make this the worst flu season in more than 15 years. There are flu cases in every state, and one of them with a high rate of flu is Indiana. CBS's Janet Shamlian reports from South Bend.
Across the country, there have been more than 24 million flu cases this season. That's almost 10% more than this time last year. Fewer are dying, but flu-related hospital visits are up almost 25%. In Kentucky, teachers sanitized classrooms. Schools in Jefferson County went to remote learning, and schools in Bullitt County, a half hour south of Louisville, have been closed since Wednesday to try to stop the spread.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Time is up. The IRS is in full collection mode for 2024, issuing liens, levies, and garnishments to anyone who has a past tax debt or unfiled tax returns. Don't wait till it's too late. Your paycheck and bank accounts are at risk of being seized. Call now and stop the collection process today. If you're living check to check, no matter how much you're making, you still may qualify for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. It's just a five-minute call to get your options, and it's free. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wager bank levy, or finally just want to sleep better, business or personal, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief while there's still time. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's tough. This veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. The call is free. Call their hotline number now, 800-298-6544. That's 800-298-6544. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-298-6544 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Dry January was a big hit for many sober, curious Americans, at least according to the sales of a non-alcoholic drink billed as an alternative.
Popping open a non-alcoholic beverage with a twist is becoming more popular, at least according to sales this past January of VivaZen, which is marketed as an alcohol alternative.
We saw a nearly 60% jump year over year.
Natalie Gershon is the Seltzer Drinks chief marketing manager.
VivaZen is basically plant-based wellness with function you can feel.
The caffeine-free drink contains botanicals, but also kratom, a Southeast Asian plant that the FDA has warned has risks of adverse effects. Gershon says VivaZen is made with responsible limits. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
U.S. employers added 143,000 jobs last month, with the jobless rate at 4% to start the year. Average hourly wages rose by 0.5%. Michael Toscano, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight with lows in the low 20s. And staying cloudy for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers around. Accumulations less than an inch. Highs in the low 30s. Then sun shines out for Sunday. High temperatures into the mid 20s. Currently it's 26.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late. sender. Return to sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back. She wrote upon it, return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me. She wrote upon it, return to sender, address unknown. No such person, no such zone. This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such zone.
Return to sender. Return to sender. The moment I wake up,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
all puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the feet. You know you could have. Don't
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Swing it,
sticks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful, everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
Feeling groovy. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Federal courts are blocking some of the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency Task Force. BBC's Peter Bowes reports that includes efforts to shut down the U.S. Agency for International Development.
A judge has put on hold the Trump administration's plan to put just over 2,000 USAID employees on paid leave while the court considers a union lawsuit to try to save the agency. Donald Trump has argued that the agency doesn't represent a valuable use of U.S. taxpayers. taxpayers' money.
Also tonight, another federal judge blocked Musk's Doge task force from accessing sensitive Treasury Department material. 19 Democratic state attorneys general sued to stop Musk's people from accessing Treasury records containing personal data on millions of Americans. The case alleges the Trump administration's actions there broke federal law. This flu season is the worst since 2009, and cases are still rising.